Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back there, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, you got something you're excited about, something you're frightened about, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question. Ask a new question every week. We want to know what you think. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, too. J.R. Martin is with us. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. He's the author of the new book, Selling Us Out, Selling U.S. Out, by J.R. Martin. And J.R., give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and the book.
Yes, it's the website is sellingusout.org.
All right, so check that out. And it's available, I'm sure, wherever books are sold, J.R.?
Yes, it is. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. You can go to either to their physical stores or you can go online.
Right.
And also the Apple, it's available at their Apple store.
You have three chapters in your book devoted to this one thing, selling our freedom. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, what I mean by that is that because of the U.S.'s lack of an economic strategy and because of the lack of cooperation between government and private industry and private sector, basically we've left it up to our corporations to fend for themselves. And they've done that, and they've done that to the detriment of the U.S. economy, and also Wall Street. So Wall Street's all about the money now. The problem with Wall Street is, and the problem with capitalism right now is, I talk about this at the beginning of my book, is we move from what I call American capitalism to global capitalism,
yeah.
Unregulated global capitalism. Unregulated global capitalism, our founding fathers, we could have done unregulated global capitalism.
So you're saying that we've given up some of our sovereignty because of this?
Exactly, because I say in my book, and I didn't have this conclusion when I started writing my book, but as I started to do the research, I came to an agreement with Ron Paul. We need to disengage from NAFTA. We need to disengage from the WTO.
NAFTA's passé. I mean, what?
No, NAFTA's not passé. NAFTA's doing
enormous damage to the U.S. economy. You're fighting an old war that's basically...
No. This is part of the $600 billion trade deficit that nobody wants to talk about. So you'll notice that the Republicans, they're not talking about a $600 billion
trade
deficit, neither are the Democrats.
Who's the trade deficit with?
Well, the trade deficit primarily is with China.
No. I'm talking about NAFTA. You brought up NAFTA.
NAFTA's $100 billion of the $600 billion. So $100 billion, we used to have a $2 billion trade surplus with Mexico. We used to have a $2 billion...
Wait, JR, who is it with? I ask you, who is it with?
Well, we used to have a $2 billion trade surplus with Mexico. Now we have a $100 billion trade deficit with Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's not a problem? That's 29,000 jobs, according to one of the reports that I cite in my book.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time, and I agree with what you're saying about Wall Street, because I've said on this show many times that Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism. And the reason is, one of the reasons is because Wall Street is not really about investing anymore. It's only about trading.
Exactly.
And trading is a parasite. Nothing. If you do nothing but trade, but yet you have this much control, you become a manipulator and a parasite, not a contributor and a builder. What do you think?
No, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
And then we've got the ineptitude of Washington in a corrupt relationship with Wall Street, in my opinion. And that's what's wrong with America right now. And I don't care whether it's trade or whether or regulations or whatever it is, we have a problem. So in that area, you and I agree.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, what the government used to be. And let me back up a little bit. So if you go back, and this is what I try to do in my book, is give some historical perspective. So if you go back 100 years or so, we had a very much more cooperative relationship between government and industry than what we have today. And that was a good thing. Actually, General Electric, one of the largest companies in the world, was built out of that relationship, as was RCA, as was many other companies that became large, very important organizations throughout the 20th century. So those were given birth by cooperative activity between government and industry. And now we've got, you know, we've got really an adversarial to almost a relationship, an unhealthy relationship right now between government and industry. And the government, in a lot of cases, is impeding industry. And industry is actually, you know, a lot of companies, a lot of big U.S. companies, they're actually working against U.S. interests.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't. And the reason this is because we don't have, I believe, and we don't have a cohesive strategy. So we're competing against, in the global economy, as we like to call it, we're competing against countries that have strategies, that have a plan, and they're executing very well to our detriment. And again, what I do in my book is I don't blame other people for our problems because this is our country, and it's up to us as Americans to figure out how to be successful both as individuals and as a country.
Right.
And so it's our responsibility to put together a plan. It's not other countries. And if we don't have a plan and we're losing and other countries are taking advantage of us because of the lack of plan, that's not their problem. That's
right.
Our problem.
Right.
You know, that's the point I make in my book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what would you do? What is your President Martin? What would you do? How would you solve this? You got 30 seconds to solve this.
Okay. Well, actually, there's a third party candidate that's running that's not getting a lot of airtime, any at all. Actually, T.J. O'Hara, and I'm not 100%
aligned
with him.
Who is he? Tell us who he is.
Yeah, T.J. O'Hara is a former CEO. He's
running on a third party.
Yeah, he was an Americans Elect candidate
right.
until that imploded.
Yeah.
And he was the lead candidate on Americans
Elect.
Well,
JR, we have a two-party system, and whether you like it or not, if you want to affect change, you're going to have to do it within that system.
Well, actually, the change that I'm going to try to affect, I think that this is part of the problem, and I just, to my book,
we've got
to
take,
until we fix that, nothing changes.
We've got to take it back from Main Street, JR. We've got to do that.
I agree.
SellingUsOut.org is the website of the book, Selling Us Out. J.R. Martin is the author. J.R., come back real soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.